Let's turn to Andrew now. So, Andrew, thanks for agreeing to do this interview. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've lived here and that sort of thing.
All right. Okay, well, I am 18. I only graduated last year. I am currently unemployed. I got laid off, but it's all right. I thought this one was going to be a little quieter. Sorry, I'm just thinking a little bit.
Where were you born?
Born in Abbotsford. Mm-hmm. When I was about 4, we moved to Nanaimo, and that's where we kind of just started living on the island. Then Qualicum, then the Noose.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how Jesus found you. When did you really commit your life to him?
Okay. That's loud. Sorry.
Actually, if you hold it closer, it's actually better. I know that's
it
great.
Is?
Yeah,
okay.
But he can make it better. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. okay, so I found Christ. Actually, I was at my dad's parents. This was when I was in grade 6, like end of grade 6, kind of. I actually found him in a moment of fear. I had watched something very demonic, and it hit me hard. So I was up till about 3 in the morning, and then I called my mom and stepdad and asked them to pray for me, mm-hmm. which was huge because at the time I wanted nothing to do with God, and I denounced, I hated it when people talked about him around me. And then so they prayed for me, and I prayed with them for the first time. It was pretty weird at the time. But and after that, it's just like all the fear just left me. I felt at peace, and so that was when I found Christ, I guess, that's when he opened my eyes.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, sometimes it does take that encounter with the reality of like there is another realm, there is another version of life that I don't want to be in, and that's very clarifying. That's cool. And some of you were here last Easter when Andrew was baptized, so that was really cool. A privilege to be part of the family that was there for that. We love that. So tell us about your everyday life, what that looks like, what occupies your time, and many of us have been in periods of unemployment and know the challenges that come with that, so you can speak to that a little bit too.
Well, I'm living with my parents right now, so it's not too hard.
Yeah. It's good. For you or your parents?
It's harder for my parents. yeah, it's not too hard. I don't know. I kind of do a number of things in my everyday life. I guess I just go where the day takes me. Sometimes it's video games. Sometimes it's other stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it can
searching.
Be tricky, too, when you have come out of school, a very extremely scheduled life. You know exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know what your goals are. And sometimes this happens to people even, like, after university to find, okay, what am I doing now? So tell us a little bit about what that looks like for you looking at purpose.
Well, I need to get a job because of the fact that I would like to become a youth pastor when I'm older. But to do that, I'm going to be doing a course called Omega with Summit. It's an online course to take theology. That's what I'm working towards. Like I said, still job searching. But I'd like to do that. That way I can help kids the same way my youth pastor helped me to grow closer in my relationship with God.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about how you see God at work in your everyday life. Where do you interact with God?
Okay. Can I share a quick story about that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So some people here know one of my aunties was diagnosed with cancer. That was in January, I think. Yeah, January. So she ended up getting a CT scan done in June, around my graduation. She lit up like a Christmas tree. They were just finding cancer everywhere in her. But she got another CT scan done in October, so there was months of prayer involved. But she only had cancer in like two minuscule places. She's like it's almost completely just come to a halt,
yeah.
Left her body.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful to God for that. That's probably one of the biggest things I've seen, him do as of late,
yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then other times when I allow myself to just kind of think and open up my eyes, I can see his work in other people's lives and friends and in my life.
That's cool. Yeah, when I asked Andrew this morning, just briefly, in preparation, where do you see God at work in your life? He's like, everywhere. And isn't that true? The Lord is at work in our lives everywhere. So what's something that we can ask you about? This is just a little snippet of your life, but if people want to get to know you better, is there something that they can ask you about that you would like to tell them more about?
Well, I'm a pretty open book. So, I didn't really prepare one for that. I was just going to say, if you want to get to know me, just talk to me, ask me something. Don't be shy. We'll give an answer.
All right. Take him up on that offer. Let's pray for him. So Lord, stretch out your hands if you like. Lord, we just are so thankful for Andrew. Lord, we are thankful for the choice that he has made to follow you. We're thankful for the grace that you've shown in his life. Lord, we thank you for the calling that you have on him. Lord, even beyond whatever job he ends up doing and how exactly he ends up serving you, we're thankful for the calling that you've put on him to be your child, to follow you, to love other people. And Lord, we ask that you would empower him in this calling. Lord, would you help him, especially in this season where he's discovering what kind of life he wants to live? Lord, I pray that you would help him to love you. And help him to do that, Lord, by pouring your love upon him, that he can only respond in love for you. Lord, with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, Lord, we ask that he would commit himself to you. And Lord, we ask that you would help him to love other people. And some of that will be through his specific job that you have for him. And some of that will just be in the rest of his life. So Lord, would you please give him the character that he needs. Lord, the love, the sacrifice he needs to care for other people. Lord, to show that light in the way that he already has. But Lord, we also pray for direction for him in this next stage. Lord, whatever it looks like for job, for this program with Summit College, Lord, we ask that you would give him favor, that you would direct his steps. Lord, I can pray this in such faith because you've directed my steps. Lord, help him as he makes choices where to live, what to do, how to work, what jobs to pick, what people to talk to. Lord, would he be empowered by your spirit? Lord, we know you have great plans for him, that you are just so pleased with him even now. Lord, we rest in your love for him, and we pray that he would rest in your love for him too. Bless him in every way. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I think you are the youngest person we've ever interviewed in this position. So there you go.